Calculating a delta V demands that you pick a reasonable highest value. Being reasonable means picking a representative highest value and lowest value on either side of the radial convergence axis that I draw in a dotted line. Then I subtract the V max from the V min. Example one, this is with the isolated cell. It's pretty easy. I don't pick a spurious TBSS corrupted velocity, but instead I choose values closer that are an intermediate level of negative radial velocities. Then up radial, I choose the positive radial velocity here as something representative on the other side of the radial convergence axis. For the Boeing Echo, I chose either side of the radial convergence axis where I had positive radial velocities to the east, eyeballing that this area represents the area with the highest delta Vs. I was right when I found representative Vmin values of around minus 65 knots and then Vmax values around 4 knots. This yields an approximate delta V value of around 69 knots.